go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Fred Flights is in the house, virtually at least, our duty expert on matters involving proliferation and the threats that we are facing increasingly from people who are specializing in it, notably in Iran and North Korea, and the people who are enabling it, notably in places like Russia, China, Pakistan, and elsewhere. Fred Flights is, of course, a career intelligence professional, having specialized in all of these matters at the Central Intelligence Agency for the better part of two decades. He went on to become chief of staff for Ambassador John Bolton during his time as Undersecretary of State and served also as a professional staff member on the House Intelligence Committee. He is the author, most recently, of Obama Bomb, a dangerous and growing national security fraud. Fred Flights, welcome back. It's good to have you, sir.
Good to be here, Frank.
Fred, in your capacity these days as the Senior Vice President of the Center for Security Policy for Policy and Programs, you have been overseeing the work we do on the North Korean threat. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that. You've written an important piece at the Jewish Policy Center's publication discussing what we need to understand and do about a nuclear North Korea. Give us your thoughts on that at a moment when we're watching the North and South trying to fashion some kind of improved relationship at the Olympics and beyond, and what that might mean for our ability to affect change in the North.
Well, in my Jewish Policy Center article, which is for a journal called In Focus, I argue that we really need to understand the North Korean nuclear threat to deal with it. And we have to understand that we really can't consider North Korea's nuclear arsenal a deterrent to stop an American attack. It's just too large. 60 nuclear weapons, possibly a hydrogen bomb, ICBMs that can strike the entire United States, an effort to develop submarine launch ballistic missiles that could stealthily attack Tokyo. This is far more than North Korea would need as a deterrent. So we have to start thinking about what are they going to use it for. And I agree with Ambassador John Bolton. The likelihood is that North Korea wants to use these weapons, these missiles, these nuclear weapons, to forcibly reunify the Korean Peninsula under its terms sometime in the future and to kick us out of the region. And guess what? They're actually talking about this right now as they're talking about, as they've begun negotiations with the South. They're talking about, of course, in a peaceful, subtle way, but I think it is a very dangerous indicator of the real purpose of this deadly arsenal.
And what's so important, Fred, is to recognize that that's, of course, exactly the same agenda as China has. They would love to have us out of the region, and they're sort of working in their own right to do that. But there's also the support and enabling that they're doing for the North Koreans. So every time we hear, and heavens knows you've heard it as much as I have over the decades, that the Chinese will help us get this fixed and be a reliable partner for us in denuclearizing North Korea and so on. This is utter nonsense, is it not?
Well, you know, I'm sort of two minds on this. I agree with you that there's substantial information indicating that China has been facilitating Iran's nuclear missile program, especially their missile program. And there have been signs of China violating UN sanctions over the last few months by transferring oil to North Korean ships at sea so they wouldn't be detected. At the same time, there seems to be some substantial information of increased enforcement of sanctions by China. And I'm really trying to figure out where this is going. I think the Chinese are worried about nuclear tests that will leak radiation into China. And I think China is worried about a war breaking out on the peninsula. What their ultimate goal is, what their actual policy is, I think, you know, we really need to study this to figure it out. But I agree with you. I don't think we can consider China a reliable ally on this. There simply are too many signs to the contrary.
Yeah, unfortunately. So let me ask you, Fred Flights, as you pursue this question of the malevolence of North Korea. One other facet, of course, is you've written about extensively in places like National Review Online and Newsmax and Fox News and elsewhere, is the relationship between North Korea and Iran. There's been, of course, reason to be very concerned about what the Iranians are up to in terms of their nuclear bomb building and the missiles with which to deliver such weapons over increasingly long distances. But talk, if you would, Fred, about the extent to which much of that apparently has been enabled by the North Koreans, their strategic partners and presumably helpmates in perfecting the technology and bringing it to bear, presumably, against folks like our friends in Israel and even us.
Well, there's long been substantial evidence that Iran has helped finance North Korea's missile program. And there's substantial evidence that North Korea has provided missile technology to Iran. There's pretty convincing evidence of Iranian nuclear scientists and probably Iranian nuclear engineers working in North Korea. The newest piece of this puzzle was revealed by CIA Director Pompeo at a speech he gave at the American Enterprise Institute, in which he said openly that he suspects that North Korea's economic problems means it will really start to rev up its efforts to generate revenue by selling its nuclear weapons technology to possibly states like Iran, if it isn't always doing so, and possibly terrorist states. I thought this was very significant that he came out and said this openly. It's something many of us have been worried about, and it is a reason why we simply can't assume that we can just negotiate with North Korea to get it to give up this nuclear threat.
Any more than we've negotiated successfully with Iran to give up its nuclear ambitions. Of course, one of the principal architects of the failed Obama bomb deal that you've called a dangerous and growing national security fraud, of course, was then Secretary of State John Kerry. There are rumors circulating that he's decided he's going to run for president again. God help us. I wonder what your thoughts are on his fitness for the office of commander-in-chief, given his performance, among other things, in connection with this Iran deal, and also the role that he's currently playing, apparently in subverting the Trump administration's policies, its foreign policies. Talk about that, Fred.
Oh, Kerry's going to run for president? Oh, please. He was such a great candidate last time. Well, remember this kerfuffle throughout 2017 that Trump officials should be prosecuted for violating the 1799 Logan Act, which bars foreign citizens from engaging in foreign policy without permission from the executive branch. It's nonsense. This law, no one's been prosecuted under it since 1852. But John Kerry just went to the Middle East and advised an aide to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, hold on strong during talks with the Trump administration, play for time, and don't yield to Trump's demands. You know, Frank, I want to hear all these liberal professors and CNN and MSNBC personalities. I want them to come out and call for Kerry to be prosecuted, just like they call for General Flynn and President Trump to be prosecuted. This law, assuming it's even valid, and it isn't valid, certainly doesn't apply to an incoming administration 3 weeks before a president comes into office. But if the law is valid at all, Kerry violated it. At least let's take his passport away so he can stop his vacations to France.
Yeah, well, that would certainly get his attention, wouldn't it? Fred Flights, look, there's so much more to talk about the Kerry performance and its disqualifiers for higher office. Good riddance is all I can say. But we're out of time for that for today. I look forward to visiting with you again next week in our regular conversations on these subjects and more. Thank you, Fred, for the great work you do at the Center for Security Policy and your service to our country over so many years. I'm glad to say it's continuing admirably. I hope the rest of you will join us again next week. Same time, same station. Till then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.